the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. In this part, Imam alayhi salam talks about different events and happenings, but Imam says that he will not lose his hope and his expectation of pardoning, and that is because the love of Allah is still remaining through his heart. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. And then it continues saying ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي. O Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, if the people were all aware of my infamy and disgrace, if I'm ordered to proceed to hell, if you put a barrier between me and your pious servants, even then, even in these situations, I would not cease to have hope. Even then, this would not stop me from expecting your pardon, and this would not take away your love from my heart. And Imam talks about the reason. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. I've not forgotten your bounties in the world. I've not forgotten how you covered for me in this world. So by having these two actions, by remembering the bounties of Allah and by remembering how He concealed our inactions, our misdeeds in the world, we can originate love in ourselves. And when love of Allah truly is in our hearts, it can never be gone easily.
Ramadan, 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 the ocean of dua.
Imam alayhi salam says that when I have the love of Allah, I should not yearn for anything else. That is why he continues and says, Sayyidi, أخرج حب الدنيا من قلبي, right after this part. Brothers and sisters, we have learned from our traditions that looking at the face of Allah is a provision which Allah provides for whomsoever He wishes and He chooses from among His servants. But the servant must ask Allah to provide him such a provision together with its keys. Because when Allah provides any of the servants with a provision, He gives him through its doors and keys. Allah facilitates for him its causes and means. And the way to reach this kind of provision is to free the heart from every want, from every love, and from every worldly attachment. This stage is termed by the scholars as that of takhliyah, or to empty the heart from every want and attachment to other than Allah. This is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam saying. Sayyidi, akhrij hubba dunya min qalbi. And after that, wajma' bayni wa bayna al-Mustafa wa alihi khiyaratika min khalqik. That is when I can be together with your prophet, with his progeny. After takhliya comes tahliya, which is the embellishment of the soul with good qualities. It is termed by the ulama in contrast to takhliya, because this step involves a positive meaning. It is referred to by Imam alayhi salam by saying, وَجْمَعْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْمُصْطَفَى وَآلِهِ خِيَارَتِكَ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. Brothers and sisters, our true hope is Allah's favor, and we must ask Allah for gaze upon His majestic face and His brilliant beauty after we have reached this state of tahliya. This is a goal which cannot be attained except by the chosen among the chosen ones, among whom Allah picks up for His nearness and His neighborhood. That is why Imam alayhi salam says, O Allah, make us among those whose habit is rejoicing in You and craving for You. This is the true meaning of love that we have been talked about for the last couple of episodes. So, let us now have a look at what we discussed up to now. In this part of the supplication, Imam saying that even if these most dreadful situations happen to me, I will not lose my hope because I have your love in my heart. And why do I have your love in my heart? Why is this kind of love permanent? Because أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي, I did not forget how you helped me in the world, and I did not forget how you concealed me, how you concealed for me, how you had protection for me in the world. وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. And after that, Imam asks Allah for تَخْلِيَ and تَحْلِيَ afterwards. سَيِّدِي أَخْرِجْ حُبَّ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ قَلْبِي, and then وَجْمَعْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْمُصْطَفَى. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, yeah.
need you by my side.